So Robert Budstock is president and CEO of Integrity House. This is a magnificent organization in the great city of Newark. And Mr. President, welcome to the show. Robert, great to have you with us this morning, sir.
Good morning, Joe. It's a pleasure to be with you. And I wanted to start by thanking you for everything you do for the community.
You
actually hosted our fundraising gala in 2016 when we honored Ron Bate, who is a developer of Teachers Village in Newark,
yeah.
and Franco Pino.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Thank you.
That was a what a all you. Oh, you know what, Robert, you're so kind to say that, sir. You know, and again, I guess you know, Robert Budstock, it comes from men like yourself that lead the way, men like Raymond Chambers who lead the way and are so dedicated, Mark Berman who are really have taught us how to give back. I mean, you are really blazing that path. Tell us about all the great work that the Integrity House is doing, sir.
Yeah, well, thank you, Joe. Integrity House has been operating in the city of Newark since 1968, and our mission is to provide opportunities for individuals to rebuild their lives. So folks come to us battling mental illness, addiction, homelessness, and the associated problems that come along with addiction and alcoholism, and we work with them to help them piece by piece put their life back together.
How do they apply there, Robert? I should know this. How do you, if someone is listening, someone's, you know, in dire straits, and how do they, can they just walk in to the Integrity House? So, what are you thinking?
So yes, they can, Joe. We have an open access model, which is open 9 to 5, Monday to Friday.
Wow.
And an individual could just walk into our admissions office, which is at 1091 Broad Street. That is right at the corner of South and Broad.
Yep, yep.
The open access hours are from 8 a.m. till 12 noon. They can walk in without an appointment. The other thing is they could find us online at integrityhouse.org, and they could apply for admission that way, or call our main number, 973-623-0600. So we try to remove as many barriers as possible and make it as easy as possible for individuals to enter our program.
Robert Budstock, God bless you. I'm telling you, you're doing such great work down there in the city of Newark. How does the program, what are the programs generally? Are they counseled at first? Do they stay there at Integrity House?
Well, yes, it depends on the severity of the problem. If someone is severely addicted to drugs and alcohol and also has a co-occurring mental health disorder, they will stay with us in our residential program anywhere from 30 days to 6 months.
Wow.
Following that intense residential stay, then we'll put them into supportive housing and also continue to provide outpatient services. So what we recognize is that addiction is a chronic disease. You don't just go away for 14 days or 28 days and get cured. Hmm. You need that initial dose, intense dose of addiction treatment and mental health treatment, and then there needs to be ongoing maintenance. So once the residential phase is completed, individuals will continue with support services, outpatient services as needed.
And Mr. President, we're talking to Robert Budstock, president and CEO of the Integrity House, which is a legendary institution in New York, and really drug addiction, overdose, Robert, on the rise, especially since the pandemic?
Yes, Joe. We've seen the statistics are very sobering that we've seen an increase in the number of overdose deaths across the country.
Yeah,
And most of these overdose deaths are due to the deadly fentanyl being mixed with heroin. So an individual may start on painkillers from the doctor and then quickly become addicted to opiates. And then from there, they move to buying their opiates illegally. And it could be pills. It could be in powder form.
Wow.
And in most cases, it's now being laced with fentanyl, which is actually deadly.
Yeah.
So the individual is that they're taking their opiate and they're going to feel a certain way and it ends up killing them.
My goodness. Robert, where are you from originally? I should know this. I'm sorry. You're a Jersey guy.
No, I grew up in Irvington, New Jersey, right up the street, right up the street from Newark. And then I started working at Integrity House in Newark, October 15th, 1984. I've been there for 37 years.
You know, I keep telling everybody kind enough to listen to us, and we're highlighting Newark here at the radio station. That my grandparents, man, they came from Italy to Newark, New Jersey. You know, they went there and they stayed there. My father and my uncle went to school there. And now you're just doing what you are doing, Robert. And I say this to all the good folks working in the great city of Newark. You're holding the city. You are embracing the citizens, and that's what we love about it. You're not forgetting, and you are a shining example of what should be done, I think, around the rest of the country. So, if someone wants to help out Integrity House, where can we find you, Robert Butzak?
The best way to find us is at integrityhouse.org.
Okay.
Just do a Google search and you will find Integrity House. If you want to donate to Integrity House, there is a button to donate. If you want to get involved, there are different ways to get involved with volunteering or just, you know, helping out our clients.
Just fabulous. Robert, great chat this morning, my friend. Hopefully we'll see you soon, and give everybody my best, will you, over at Integrity House?
I sure will. Thank you so much, Joe.
Yeah, all the very best. Thank you, sir. Robert Butzak right there, President and CEO of Integrity House. You know, great things happening in communities right in the United States of America, right in Newark, New Jersey, baby. That's what I'm talking about.